Blog Talk Radio.
This is DYAFN. Devil, you ain't fooling no one. Brought to you by Nolly Van Milligan. It's Blog Talk Radio, back at it again. Compliments to host Nolivet Mills again. True friend, listen in as the healing begins. Once again, kicking Satan smack dead in the chin. Been relieved of his duty, all his works are destroyed. Staying strong in the truth, always walking in joy. Devil use a lie, you ain't fooling nobody with your toy. Strap with KJB 66 to kill all that noise.
All glory, all honor, all power, all praise to my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Welcome to another edition of the DYAFN radio program. I am your humble servant, Nolly Van Milligan. Thank you for joining me today. Today we're going to talk about another bad girl whose name happens to be Rahab. But the coolest thing about Rahab is that she was only a bad girl for a season. We're going to get more into that. If for those of you that want to call in and you want to make a comment, please contact us at area code 323-417-6701. Again, that number is area code 323-417-6701. Right now, as always, I have got to get my praise on. So, ladies and gentlemen, let's just start off with, let's do Grace Justified right here on the DYAFN radio program.
prometo amor te voy a dar. Tan solo quiero me dejes entrar. Yo sé que sueñas como yo y que late tu corazón y que sientes las mismas cosquillas que siento yo. Mi vida, te juro, hay que intentar. Hay que darnos la oportunidad de reírse al cocinar, de pelearse y amistar, de mirarte cuando duermes y contigo despertar. Ay, 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 qué fácil que soñar. Cuando sé que estoy contigo tengo ganas de volar. Ay, 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 la alegría que me das. Cuando siento que me miras yo volteo a estar. Igual que yo, deja llevarte por la emoción. Solo se vive una vez, quiero que arriesgues conmigo. Toma mi mano, siente lo que yo siento contigo. Ay, 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 qué fácil que soñar. Cuando sé que estoy contigo tengo ganas de volar.
Have over 1,000 items to choose from for all of your gift-giving needs, from weddings to baby showers, holidays and graduations, from housewarming gifts to busy executives who may need corporate gifts, to gift cards that are plantable, and even sports merchandise. Gifts by Nyla Beck can cover all of your gift-giving needs. Go to gbndfw.com, and now until May the 8th for Mother's Day, you'll get 15% off of the entire site by using the code word LOVEMOM. Or you can save 20% by joining our LBB Savings Club. And how about 20% off all year long for a one-time fee of just $9.95? So what are you waiting for? Just go to gbndfw.com or contact us at 888-661-0933. Gifts by Nyla Vett. We want to be your personal, professional gift consultant.
Welcome back to the DYAFN radio program. I am your humble servant, Nylevette Milligan. Thank you again for joining us, for those that are listening right now live, for those that will be listening in the archives. Today we're going to talk about another bad girl by the name of Rahab. You know, Joshua 2:1 says, "Then Joshua, son of Nun, secretly sent two spies from Shittim. Go look over the land," and he said, "especially Jericho." So they went and entered the house of a prostitute named Rahab and stayed there. That's the first verse of the second chapter of Joshua. Now, right here, we've been We've been reading from Bad Girls of the Bible. This is by Miss Liz Curtis Higgs, and I absolutely love this book because it gives you discussion questions. It even comes with a study guide. I recommend that everybody, I mean every woman who is a bad girl, even if you were a good girl, please go pick up this book. This book came out some time ago, but it is absolutely excellent reading. So the author says that some folks are defined by their occupations, and that's clearly the case with Rahab. Truth is, her job was practically her last name, Rahab the Harlot. Rahab the Harlot. There were two kinds of prostitutes in her day, the religious ones who worked at the Canaanite temple and the run-of-the-mill harlots who worked for cash. Rahab was the second kind. The Hebrew word was zuna. The Greek word was porne. By any way you spell it, Rahab was a whore. Ugly word, isn't it? Sounds like a curse. And, well, often it is. She may have been bad like the rest and smart and resolute, but she wasn't called Rahab the Brain for nothing. She was the sort of woman everyone talked about, but not to, okay, especially not in public. Prostitutes were social outcasts. They were ostracized moral lepers, tolerated but in no way honored. Even the men who beat a path to her door at night turned their backs on her by the light of day, as did the rest of Jericho. Now, older commentaries insist Rahab was more of an innkeeper. Yeah, right. Well, her establishment, situated as it was by the gates of Jericho, undoubtedly served many a weary traveler. The difference was, for the price of clean sheets, a guest found a woman waiting between them. Innkeepers at that time were usually women. They offered food and lodging and amenities, so to speak. Call the front desk if you left anything at home. By any label, Rahab's vocation was a lowly one, with no husband to provide for her or protect her from worldly goods or her worldly self. Excuse me. She was on her own, but not alone in life. She had a family. She had a father, mother, sisters, and brothers. Now, there's no mention of children in the Bible. She lived in another part of town, no surprise there. And Rahab's house was hardly a home. And besides having family members around, would have cooled the armor, the ardor, I should say, of her clientele. Now, two things not discussed in Scripture are worth remembering. Number one, this was a woman who knew how to handle men, period. She knew how they thought, she knew how they behaved, and what they needed. Second of all, according to rabbinical tradition, Rahab was one of the four most beautiful women in the ancient world, along with Sarah, Abigail, and Esther. Now, business at Rahab's place was undoubtedly brisk. Even given these truths, one still might ask why our two righteous Israelite spies landed on a harlot's doorstep. Did the wisdom of the ages warn against it? Or, as Solomon, Rahab's own descendant, would caution men 4 centuries later? To keep a path far from her, do not go near the door of her house. Now, that's Proverbs 5 and 8. Now, I have a question. Okay, that was not something that was misunderstood. Obviously, that was clearly understood. But the problem was, Rahab's house was hard to miss. It was nestled, as it was, against the town wall at the gate, and her high roof level with the ramparts. Archaeologists say the double walls of Jericho were built 12 to 15 feet apart, plenty of room to squeeze in a cozy house, supported between the two walls by stout timbers. Besides, these two guys didn't call ahead for reservations. Huh? Spies may be choosy. They can't be choosy. The king of Jericho knew they had come and had his men combing the streets for two foreigners. Two. Where better to lie down than in a place where there's lots of traffic, where people weren't asked and strangers came and went at all hours? It was perfect. The king of Jericho was told, look, some of the Israelites had come here tonight to spy out the land. Joshua 2 and 2. Now, in today's terms, that's what we call throwing somebody under the bus. That's just not right. Okay. One commentator suggested that the two men probably partook of Rahab's services while there. Say what? They were on a dangerous spy mission, being chased by the king's seek and destroy team, and were obviously honorable, zealous Israelites. Take time for a dishy detour? Clearly, the commentator partook of too many James Bond movies. Ha 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 ha, that's what Liz said. That was too funny. In real life, the two men simply needed a place to hide, and providentially, I know my English is atrocious, found their way to the door of this woman, Rahab the harlot, whose high roof offered the high vantage point for a spy on assignment. Now, the men arrived, their clothes still damp from the waters of the turbulent Jordan River, which they navigated a few miles back. They were not only anticipated rumors had been flying for years about the exodus from Egypt and the miraculous crossing of the Red Sea. They'd already been spotted. So Joshua 2 and 3 says, so the king of Jericho sent this message to Rahab. Bring out the men who came to you and entered your house, because they have come to spy out the whole land. Now, this was not a suggestion. King of Jericho didn't play that. It was a commandment with an appeal to her supposedly patriotic and patriotic soul, since spies were enemies of the state. They were. The messengers didn't need to specify which men. Everyone in town would have identified the duo as Israelites by their accent and appearance. Now, Rahab was faced with a difficult choice, much more challenging than the one Delilah was given when a handsome stranger darkened her door. Now, in Delilah's case, the authorities offered her money for information on the stranger. In Rahab's case, they not only didn't offer a reward, they applied a threat on her life if she didn't cooperate. In every life story, including our own, now decisions are made in haste that determine the course of eternity. Delilah was bad to the bone and chose accordingly. Rahab, now check this out. She was only bad for a season, but she wasn't bad forever. Indeed, the winds of change were blowing across her doorstep at that very moment. Joshua 2 and 4 says, but the woman had taken the two men and hidden them. Well, go ahead, Miss Rahab. Rahab was brave and fearless. She risked her life and limb to hide the two men she barely met. And not only hid them, she lied for them. Okay? She said, now this is Joshua 2 and 4. She said, yes, the men came to me, but I did not know where they had come from. very, very clever woman. She couldn't deny the obvious that the men had already been seen entering the door. But who was to say that they signed the guest register? With the oil lamps going out, all men look alike, right? Right on. At dusk, when it was time to close the city gate, the men left. I don't know which way they went. Now, that's Joshua 2 and 5, ladies and gentlemen. Quick thinking again. Lots of folks squeezed through the gate before nightfall. Who bothered to notice where they went after that? Go after them quickly. You may catch up with them. Joshua 2 and 5 again. Rahab probably bit the inside of her cheek to keep from laughing when she dished out the oldest line in the book. They went that away. Sounds like an old Western. To those who might see her subterfuge as sin, I'll point out the fact that if a gang of thugs appeared at my door, weapons in hand, and demanded the whereabouts of my loved ones, I sure would lie. No doubt about it. And I'd have to repent, but I sure would lie. A big, juicy field. They left the country, whatever. Rahab's actions were even more courageous because these men were not family. They were strangers. Now, what possessed her to protect them, to hide them under the 4-foot stalks of wet flask she spread out to dry in neat rows on the roof, on her roof? Obviously, this very wise woman sensed an upheaval, spiritual and otherwise, about to sweep through Jericho. She reasoned things through and made the most important decision of her life. Now, Joshua, the second chapter, 8 and 9 verses say, before the spies laid down for the night, she went up on the roof and said to them, I know that the Lord has given thee land to you and that, hold it, honey, heard it, the Lord. Would that be Baal or some other lesser god? Or do you mean the God, the one true God, the God of the Israelites, revealed his holiness to you? You of all people? A woman, a hooker, unmarried and unworthy, the lovely but unloved Rahab? My, 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 will wonders never cease? This is what the author says. No, thank the Lord, they won't. Now, Joshua 2 and 9 says, a great fear of you has fallen on us, so that all who live in this country are melted in fear because of you. Now, finally, she spoke the unvarnished truth. You scared us silly. Maybe she was more afraid of these two than all the king's men, but not too afraid to save them or to speak to them plainly. How they must have admired her valor. Rahab, the lion-hearted. You know, it takes a lot of guts for people to protect someone that they don't know. It takes even more guts as a Christian to protect a non-Christian. And you know what, ladies and gentlemen, that's what the ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ is all about. It is all about him dying to save a world that not only hated him, but wouldn't even acknowledge him being the Savior, the Messiah. Wow. She went on to explain how the citizens of Jericho had trembled at the news of the parting of the Red Sea and of the Israelites' utter destruction of two neighboring kingdoms ruled by Sihon and Og. When we heard of it, our hearts melted and everyone's courage failed because of you. That's Joshua 2 and 11. Well, not everyone's courage. Rahab, not yours. Joshua 2 and 11 says, for the Lord your God is God in heaven above and on the earth below. That's Joshua 2 and 11, ladies and gentlemen. Now, to continue about Rahab, it says, "Sister, the angels rejoice at the sound of those words. Rahab the harlot, the Canaanite, the worshiper of Baal, and worse, had come to her senses." God is God. She'd seen the power of Jehovah God at work, accepting the reality, of his existence, and confessed with her mouth to those witnesses that the one they call God was God, the Almighty God. One author described it. First, she learned the word, then she believed, and this belief led to faith, which then led to works. In the process, guess what? She was saved. Wow, what a familiar progression to readers of the New Testament. Rahab was 34 centuries ahead of many of us as she made her profession of faith beneath a Passover moon on a night full of fear and wonder in old Jericho. Well, so much for Baal, Molech, and Ashtoreth. This soiled dove found peace and bright hope for the future with one God, not mirage gods. She probably saw the duo's arrival at her doorstep and divinely ordained saving her from certain death, not only physical, but also spiritual. Talk about your aha moments. Generous Rahab was even more concerned about the lives of others. Now, Joshua 2nd chapter 12 verse says, "Now then, please swear to me by the Lord that you will show kindness to my family because I have known such kindness to you." Okay? If we really didn't know much about this woman, her words might have sounded self-serving or even manipulative. Give to get goes to the modern business philosophy. But Rahab's selfless actions to this point suggest that she's merely a determined overseer of her family's welfare, and bless her for that. What family wouldn't want a warrior princess like Ahab fighting for its safety? Now, Joshua, the 2nd chapter, 12 through 13 says, "Give me a sure sign that you will spare the lives of my father and mother, my brothers and sisters, and all who belong to them, and that you will save us from death." Rahab's family wanted her saved too, don't we all? The men were quick to agree, probably out of relief and gratitude, and more than a little respect. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we got about 30 minutes left in the program. Our telephone number is area code 214-323-4323. Lord Jesus, help me, Lord. 323-417-6701. There it is. And if you want to speak to the host, and little old me, well then, ladies and gentlemen, please press 1. I'll be glad to take your information. Right now, let's take a commercial break. Let's fall in love with Jesus all over again with Jonathan Butler right here on the DYAFN radio program.
Share the hoop on, drop them, then they give away. Walkers scars I give away.
But the more I give away,
I got more coming back to me.
Give you plenty more, hit the crib with plenty doors, stacked up with plenty flow. Don't forget to thank the Lord.
Life with pride, don't think twice.
Persecuted,
yeah, you got balls when you ride on 24.
We ride on 24.
Screens falling down. It's Mr. Dale from the M-Town. Behind the limo 10 and I'm sitting sideways. I would brag on the rhyme, but the Christ pays. For the Kenwood, boy, you know I look good. Remote control, got it thickin' like a Fleetwood. Shorty, I'm so hood, yes, we do it real big. I ride slow for my Ken folks and little kids. They say he's so rich, I say I'm so blessed. No slang, yay, but I stay dope, boy, fresh. Like blow a tree, all you gotta do is say yes. And you'll be riding with the best, and there's nothing less. I like the boast in him, riding on them grown men. I spit this testament, gangsta, but I'm heaven sent. So I'ma take it to the south where we deal whole. And swing bows, case your ride on 24.
We ride on
24.
We ride on 24. We ride on 24.
You ain't never seen a church for a riding with the top down swerving. Everybody see me been the curb.
Every whip on 24s, every crib got 50 doors. Don't get nervous, paying okay. Try finally paid off.
Seeing no 24s gripping, watch out my painted be dripping. Hustling souls on the mission, so sit back and pay attention. King Kong in the trunk, what you thought I had step? Call my rims a peppermint in case you got that bad breath. Pimp, I sit on 24s, rims growner than the kid. Million off in the base, so pay attention to the kid. Keijo is the maniac, that's why we sitting on that cream. Yeah, they call me Million, but you can call me Mr. Green. Let me get them good foes with them Lamborghini doors.
We ride on 24.
So I don't care what they hitting for. Messenger, always repping Jesus to them non-believers. So I'm putting heaven in your speakers, woofer than your tweeters. When I spit the word, I turn a magic trick into a rhyme. Cause I make the devil disappear every single time. Plus I like my wheels tall, like Frankenstein. I'm a Laker fan, so I like to call him Kobe Bryant.
If you talk about me, you talking 24. But don't get it twisted, yeah, it's all about the soul. Got 24s on my wristband and my chain hang, I like to call him Gucci Mane. I keep it moving, man, and I ain't even trying. I'm a beast transformed to Optimus Prime. I like to keep it real, I like to flick the reel. Young boys a trip, how I'm on the steel.
24. At Gifts by Nylazet, we have over 1,000 items to choose from for all of your gift-giving needs, from weddings to baby showers, holidays and graduations, from housewarming gifts to busy executives who may need corporate gifts, to gift cards that are plantable, and even sports merchandise. Gifts by Nylazet can cover all of your gift-giving needs. Go to GBNDFW.com, and now until May the 8th for Mother's Day, you'll get 15% off of the entire site by using the code word LOVEMOM, or you can save 20% by joining our LBB Savings Club. And how about 20% off all year long for a one-time fee of just $9.95? So what are you waiting for? Just go to GBNDFW.com or contact us at 888-661-0933. Gifts by Nylazet. We want to be your personal, professional gift consultant.
Welcome back, everyone, to the DYAFM radio program. I am your humble servant, Nylazet Milligan. As we continue the bad girl of the Bible, Ms. Rahab. Now, the author of this book, Bad Girls of the Bible, Ms. Lynn Curtis Higgs, is describing how bad Rahab was in her situation. Now, let's get back to this real quickly because we only have 19 minutes left in the program. Now, to really just sum up the story of Rahab, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to be redeemed, you can be redeemed. Now, what are the lessons that we can learn from Rahab? One thing we can learn is that our past does not determine our future. Rahab is remembered not for her harlotry, but for her bravery. Not for loving men, but for trusting God. She was blessed with a good husband in Solomon, an honorable son in Boaz, and a useful place in God's kingdom. And praise the Lord, not because she deserved it, but because God was faithful and extended grace to her. In the same way, we need to get past our past and stop telling ourselves we don't deserve forgiveness. Okay? None of us do. Not me, not you. None of us do. Forgiveness is a gift with our names on the tag. Go ahead, Miss Liz. Romans 8:1 says, therefore, there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Let me read that again. Therefore, there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Romans 8:1. Rahab cared about her family's safety, not merely her own pretty name. Now, that's another thing we could take for Rahab. When it came to being spared from certain death, Rahab's family was even less deserving than she was. We're not told that they recognized the God of Israel or humbled themselves or kept their mouth shut or even thanked her when it was all over. Yes, she loved them, provided for them in her home, and saved them. No wonder Solomon the spy wanted such a generous, unselfish woman for the mother of his children. Now, I wonder, if tragedy struck, would I think of my extended family first in my own peril? Oh, yes, I would. See, I don't matter. The way that I feel about my family is that I don't breathe without them. I say that from the bottom of my heart. My mother, my sister, and my daughter mean the world to me, and there isn't anything that I wouldn't do for them. Now, 1 Timothy 5:8 says, if anyone does not provide for his relatives, and especially for his immediate family, he has denied the faith and is worse than an unbeliever. Wowee, wow, wow. Let's read that again. If anyone does not provide for his relatives, and especially for his immediate family, he has denied the faith and he is worse than an unbeliever. That's something to think about, y'all. Now, the other thing that we can learn from Rahab is obedience often requires public confession. When Rahab hung the scarlet cord out of her window, especially as the spies commanded her, she marked herself as a prostitute, not only for the two who'd come for her, but for all the Israelites, including Joshua himself. She didn't blend in with her new people. She stood out. To their credit, however, they embraced her. To her credit, she was not afraid to wave her red flag and say, here I am, that harlot. Somebody save me. Sharing with others your shameful past and God's glorious grace doesn't bind you to your past. It frees you from its power to hurt you any longer. Tell your story, people. Give your testimony. Psalms 107:2 says 107, second verse and 8th verse. Let the redeemed of the Lord say this. Let them give thanks to the Lord for his unfailing love and his wonderful deeds for men. Okay, and again, that's Psalms 107, the second verse and the eighth verse. Finally, the one thing that we can remember, if we don't remember else nothing else about Rahab, faith that's demonstrated is remembered. Okay? James chose Rahab as a good example of someone who walked her talk. Ro-ro. Do we walk our talk? We'll get back to that later. Who put feet to her spoken faith? You can go to Bible studies, sing praise songs, and warm the pews of a church 6 times a week. But if no one ever says of us, you would not believe what this woman did because of her love for God, then it's time for us to open the doors of our hearts and see what brave thing God might be asking us to do. As the body without the spirit is dead, so is faith without deeds is dead. Now that's James, the second chapter, and the 26th verse. Now, let's talk about faith without works is dead. Ladies and gentlemen, we have about 12 minutes left in the program, so I'll say this to you. There is no way that you can say that you're a Christian without accepting Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior. That's it. That's all there is to it. I get so irritated, and yet I pray for the people who do these kind of things. It's always God, 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 which it should be, but you cannot have the Father without the Son. You can't overstep Jesus Christ like he's a bump in the road or a non-entity. You can't do it. He is Lord. He is Savior. And there is no way that you're going to get to heaven without him. That's it. That's all. It doesn't matter what you believe. It doesn't matter what you think. It is what it is. And God's words, you can't change them. I mean, you can, but you would be lying and you'd be, well, a split-tongued heathen for doing it. But you cannot come to the Father but by the Son. Romans 10:9 says, if you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that Jesus died, was buried, and resurrected, then shall you be saved. You cannot pay the preacher for your redemption. You can't send in love gifts thinking you can pay your way into heaven. You can't feed a million people thinking you're going to get your way into heaven. It doesn't work like that. This one very simple act is the only way that you're going to get into heaven. It doesn't matter what people with money says. It doesn't matter what people with higher education says. It doesn't matter what so-called attractive women, people say. It doesn't matter what politicians, powerful people, it doesn't matter what they say, think, or do. It is only about one way. One. Please stop listening to these people who don't say these things. Study to show thyself approved. Read it for yourself. Read the Word of God for yourself. And please stop reading all these 15 million different versions of it. Not even the Word of God can save you unless you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that Jesus Christ is Lord. Not even the Word of God can save you. Now, thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for joining me today about the study of Rahab. We are definitely going to conclude with the bad girls of the Bible. And you know what? I love this book. It has been quite an experience, reading this and everything else. Now, next week, we're going to talk about Michael, or Michael. I'm not pronouncing it correctly. Me and my Texas accent just sometimes just don't get along. But and she was bad for a moment, too, so we're going to get into that next week. Before I go off in the air, there's a few shout-outs I need to make. First of all, I want to mention Gifts by Nyla Vet, which is my 100% online gift business. We are a proud sponsor of not only the DYAFN radio program, we are a proud sponsor of the Commish radio program with my very, very good friends, soon to be Dr. Ed Gray and the lovely, lovely Paula Jam. They're going to be on the air on the Fishbowl Radio Network from 3 to 5 today, and they're on from 3 to 5 every Friday. So go, peeps. I will holler at y'all later. And ladies and gentlemen, I also want to give a shout-out to a young man I just recently met. He is a professional trainer. His name is Roy. And he's a fantastic trainer. You know, I've come across a few trainers in my life, but he's very serious about training. He's very serious about getting people into shape. It is not only his passion, it is his ministry. Now, if you want to know more about Mr. Roy, oh, and by the way, he is in the DFW Metroplex, okay? So I want to give you his website. The name of his company is called BTF Personal Training. BTF stands for Body Temple Fitness. So if you want to know more about him, if you want more information, please contact him at www.bodytemplefitness, all spelled out, one word, .info. Again, that is www.bodytemplefitness.info. His name is Mr. Roy. And he don't play, y'all. Let me tell you that right now. Now, if you're serious about getting into shape, believe me, he's going to get you there if you want to get there. And ladies and gentlemen, we got a couple of holidays that are coming up. You know, Easter is coming. I don't like to call it Easter. I don't do the bunny thing and all of that. So I call it Resurrection Sunday. Resurrection Sunday is coming up. Mother's Day is coming up. Please go to gbndfw.com. That's gbndfw.com. We have over 1,000 items for you to choose from, and not just for the women. Men, I got some serious things on there for you. Everything from barbecue, grilling, gift baskets to my brothers out there who are cigar aficionados. We've got it all. We've got it everything for you, from coffee mugs, wedding accessories, birthdays, anniversaries, jewelry. We have it all. That's giftsbynylavet.com. I mean, gbndfw.com. gbndfw.com. And like I said, next week we're going to conclude the series on Bad Girls of the Bible. Now, for those of you that want to get in contact with me, you're more than welcome to contact me through my business, Gifts by Nyla Vet. It is 972-639-4491, or you can email me at giftsbynylavet@gmail.com. Now, for those of you that want to get in contact with me through the radio program has an email address. It is dyafnradio@gmail.com. dyafnradio@gmail.com. So, ladies and gentlemen, this brings to a close another edition of the DYAFN radio program. I am your humble servant, Nyla Vet Milligan, and I'm going to close out with an oldie but a goodie. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Take it away, Brother Brian Cage. I will bless the Lord right here on the DYAFN radio program. And let's close out with Psalms 100, the third verse. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us and not we ourselves. God bless you today.
Prince of Praise, Byron Cage, with Jam. Come on.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and everything that's within me. Come on. I will bless his name. Is there anybody in this place? bless him. Let me hear you make some noise. Come on, here we go. Magnify.
Magnify the Lord with me.
Come on, sing it to him, sing it.
Whom the Son he has redeemed.
Come on, clap your hands.
You ain't fooling nobody with your toys. Strapped with KJB, 66 to kill all that noise.